This is a production of Cornell University.
The time is now 4:45. Wow. Thank you, great people, for coming.
Shout out to Oscar.
Oscar. And also, thank you very much to Luna for taking us these streets again. For those of you who don't know, there's dinner after, sponsored by that day for you guys. By VP Internal Operations for Luke Shedden. So, thank her. And
there will be vegetables.
I'm going to eat for a long time. I'm not coming back here. So, all right. That's what I'm going to do. I'm right back.
What?
All right. Chelsea, you get the chance to call them before I show them.
Everyone stop talking. She'll be late. Excuse.
Yeah.
Unexcused.
Yeah.
What? She's unexcused. What's that?
Unexcused.
She's unexcused, sorry.
She's here. Thanks, Chelsea. We're going to move on to approval of the March 7th minutes. Any motions? There's been a motion to approve. It's been seconded. Any dissent? Seeing none. Okay. Next on the agenda is an announcements and reports. The first is a bunch of updates from VP Diversity and Inclusion Smith, SJRT dinner recap, social justice roundtable, diversity and inclusion plan, a memorial service for Joe, and other things.
Okay, so like last year I think it was a lot of the video was very great. Thank you for those who support us. I appreciate the discussion and hopefully going forward. We learn a lot of things about each other and about the world. Hopefully everybody takes away some stuff from that. So I just want to thank you for talking about a lot of things and maybe kind of make the lessons that there isn't a lot of us have. So that's good. So along with that, the diversity and inclusion plan, after having that dinner, that actually takes us to, actually, while we are currently in the process of working on all five of the that actually takes us to about three of them, completely about three of them at this moment in time. So we have a two-way that we're going to work on, that was all about the method, and one of them is probably the most helpful thing. So we don't care about the helping with that. So the memorial service one, we will run that is scheduled. The formal service will be March 27th. I believe it's in the Animal Center Hall. I don't know the time just yet, but the family will be coming and they're planning. They're working on planning that right now with the provost office. Additionally, right now, all the students at the college itself, we've opened a gallery space in Westbrook Hall, which is a building, just a big white dome in front of the West Quad. If you have an interesting new gallery, or if you have people who really can go in there and actually post something in the gallery space, there will be material for you that you can also bring your own. And it will be open until a few days after the back to Memorial Service Day. So that's that. So now the memo section. So this comes out of the diversity care policy meeting that we have on Friday. One of the members who represents our scientists on there, they are the So they're currently no students in their process, and they wanted to make sure that the point is we need to make sure we get some student input in that process. So we drafted a memo, giving the system all the things the community said, and we sent it to the provost. He actually did respond to me last night, record timing. So I will share that with Data when the time comes up after break. So.
Thank you, Ulysses. And also, Provost Fop responded pretty, affirmative. Next is the Vice President of Finance, also the Class of 2013 conversation speaker, Renewal Desire. Do you have any conversation? Chair, sorry, Renewal Desire. I'm a rare form today.
I'm
a secretary of the last meeting of the everyone can be quiet and give Renewal respectfully. He's been working on this for a year and a half. He's put a lot of time into it for 2 years, and I think it's really important that you all listen to him. One second.
And also, if you guys are here, you can hear both Ramil and John Weinberg speak from the convocation, I believe the word is day? Ceremony? Well, the platform. Because they're both going to be speaking at convocation. Ramil, obviously, for convocation, and Mr. Weinberg for senior class campaign. So it should be a very cool site. Okay. Moving on in the agenda. Oh, yeah. Anybody can go.
Open to the public.
Yes, it's open to everyone. There's five lines on the way. Bless you. Next is a dining announcement from Representative Bonacci in lieu of Joe.
So it's not the announcement that I'm planning to be ready. We have been working since last semester to use the options for the students who can stay at the break, particularly international students or American students that come from other places in the US that can also go back to go to the Bahamas. A lot of what we have done, apart from the recruiting classes, also publicizing them. A lot of the students that stay here don't know about what options are not in terms of having access to where they live. So if you want to be a part of the student community, and you'd like to know where your life options are and to spread the word, just let me know. I can give you the poster that I have to make some videos.
Thank you. That's a great initiative that you've been working on. Next is an announcement from Representative Scalfo.
Hi, everybody. This is an announcement from both the Coast and Judicial Committee and the University Assembly. The Coast and Judicial Committee has been working really deep and very hard on this semester. The first one that's coming before the University Assembly regarding privacy of humor innovation in the campus code and for the judicial administrator's office. So the University Assembly will be voting on at the next meeting whether or not humor innovations are granted, privacy for whatever charges are going through with the judicial administrator, specifically hazing. So if a student organization engages in hazing, is prosecuted through the judicial administrator, that's considered private currently, but once the university committee approves this, that will be posted on the ag.org.edu. That whole goal behind this is to allow students to have broader, more information when they're joining student organizations, so they know what to expect based on history. So currently, if you look at ag.org.edu, it is pretty much all three other organizations, and we do have two organizations that have been participating. So one of the three things. Another, we with the judicial committee are working on refining the code to clarify who needs how to get approval for using hope positive for protests and what the nature of those protests may be. I'm sure we all know the president has released information about it, and we're waiting for a report from the Vatican Senate before we.
The one between the pro Israel group and the pro Palestine group.
So going forward, just to make sure we have clarification. And then the third one that the judicial committee is working on right now is changing the campus code of conduct to allow complainants, so the people that press charges, more time to give the judicial administrator more time to review and appeal of it, a summary decision. So after a decision is made, the complainant has the ability to ask for an appeal for that decision if they don't believe justice has been served on their behalf. And the judicial administrator currently only has 2 days to respond to that, and we are extending it to 5. There have been a few instances where the judicial system wasn't enough. So If you have any information, if you have any questions about it, Purdue is usually pretty vibrant. They meet at Day Hall every other Tuesday. Let me know if you have any questions.
Thank you. And if you guys didn't notice, we're going to just wave to a wave again because everyone's on their phone and we're talking to each other. Yeah.
So, well, not about you. I'm saying everyone's being rude. Maybe. Next is an outreach announcement. And then last is an appropriations committee announcement if you decide.
No outcome of this. There's no outcome of this.
Just in case you guys are planning on coming back here Monday afternoon, you don't have to anymore. Moving on to business of the day. So we actually tabled resolutions 40 through 42 last week indefinitely. Are there any motions on the floor?
I move to reintroduce resolutions 40 through 42.
There's been a motion to reintroduce resolutions 40 through 42, and Nargana seconded. Is there any dissent? Oh, yeah, we do need a majority. So we're going to vote on whether to bring this up again. And remember, there's dinner at 6 o'clock, so you guys have some time. With that said, and there's plenty to discuss, more importantly, on the dinner. And also know that you and students put a lot of time into these resolutions, so we want to give everyone the respect that they deserve. Now, seeing that, if you're in favor of bringing up resolutions 40 to 43, please raise your placard. If you're not in favor, wait, hold on, keep them high. Wait, hold on. Not in favor? Were you also? Oh, I thought you were. Abstention? What? By vote of 18 to 2 to 0, they are up on the agenda again. So, you listen. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to be, we're probably not voting on these today, right? So, okay. Should we break it up into three? If you'd like to motion to break it up, you can, but otherwise we'll just put them together. Oh, you motion to break them up? Okay. Okay. Is there a second? Okay. Is there any dissent? So we're going to vote to break it up on this. Does everyone understand what we're doing right now? Cameron motioned to break up the discussion into three separate discussions. Jeffrey dissented. Okay. So first on the speaker's list is King Jeffrey.
What's your call?
King Jeffrey. King of Thrones. Yeah. So anyone can speak. You don't only have, yeah. I would say that's the decision of the chair, and I decided, yeah. So, yeah. Jeffrey. What?
Oh,
I'm ready.
I hear the problem right now. I think there are a couple of problems going on. The first problem is
I'll let you respond.
Can we put a temporary stay on this
typically act from taking place until we resolve the ability to do that, or have that ability to do something that we're supposed to be able to do. So in that sense, I've really seen a lot of people really need to have some sort of a lot of people have a lot of things that they need to do. And that's a fact. But as I pointed out, currently there is no other way for people to actually contest successfully the actions we do unless they get some massive amount of security or that kind of thing.
Yeah. Rep Harris. Saluting the Republican regaining control of the House. You can do that to the Congress.
Thank you.
DP Mueller.
I have a couple questions as I kind of read through some of the sample decisions that you sent us and like the Constitution. And so one of the things I'm looking at is, so you outlined the justices and assistant chief justice. One will be assistant chief justice, another will be the clerk of the court. But I'm looking at all the duties and all the types of actions that can be made, and I can't fathom this being handled by five people. And I was wondering how you see it actually day to day functioning. There's fines, there's serving. I mean, just even just serving a subpoena like to people, things like that. I mean, I think there's a reason that we have such a massive bureaucracy in the real courts.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering how you plan for that. And if you just let me do my other question, we can kind of go. But my other question, I guess, was in looking over some of the sample cases. I mean, they're citing Marbury versus Madison, they're, making these fraud, it's, frankly, a little bit pretentious. And so, I kind of wonder, I'm having trouble locating it in the Constitution. I do not give it as thorough a look as I wish, but I'm having trouble locating by which documents the court will be, interpreting. Like, does it go that far, so to speak?
That's the
Next is a Rep. Torona. Would anyone else like to speak on the first speaker's list? Glad to know.
I'm going to do it.
that level. Would you mind putting together maybe a list of some of the key resolutions linking to our website? Not to give you more work, but I just—it's a pretty daunting system, like in terms of how much information is there. So maybe if you can sort of put together a list of the key resolutions and put together a list of some of the sun articles, that would be great. Okay. Because I think that will be easier for everyone instead of having, you know, because if you're just going through the list of action items, there are like actions in our website, there are like 100, you know, on a press from here. But like a lot of them didn't really like mean anything to do with meeting, so it can get pretty difficult to work through. Next is Rafael.
Thank you.
So I asked you listeners to go through our database of resolutions from the past 4 years and basically put a summary together to link to all the resolutions that would be accessible here. Just because I know there are two people would do it. Is this a comment about the editorial? Well, I was only referencing the fact that Ulysses brought up that how the sun covered us at the time was indicative in some ways of perception. So I just said maybe you can link to some of those. The truth is, back in the day, when I was a freshman, the sun tore the essay apart. They made fun of us. They said our decisions were horrible. Amy knows. It was pretty horrible. Do you want to say something about it? And I still question that, but the bottom line is, the bottom line is that it gives some perception of what people thought, though not always right, necessarily. If you could include the comments, great. Next is Rafrasia.
Thank you.
Next is Rep. Harris.
What
So, generally, in my opinion, it's still not something that I'm concerned with the government. I think it's a big issue. I think it's a big issue. Maybe it isn't just as many as it is. And a lot of the time, well, I mean, it's a big issue. In my opinion, we should be that day.
I'd like to make a motion to table until the next meeting. I'll just draw a motion to make a new motion to submit this to 43-42 to the council.
It's
been seconded. Any third? Any dissent?
The point of parliamentary procedure is that you called me on the speaker's list. That is, you can't entertain a motion until I have my 30 seconds.
You didn't dissent to the motion.
I don't have to dissent to the motion. It's a violation of parliamentary procedure.
Well, I'm going to overrule that. if you want to vote against the motion, you can vote against the motion. Okay, so we're voting to commit to Res Life. If you're in favor of committing it to Res Life, please raise your placards.
Motion for a voice vote.
Opposed? Abstentions? What? By a vote of 16-0-0, Resolution 40 is committed to Res Life. Is there any other motions? There's been a motion to adjourn. Oh, of course. Thank you very much for coming. We really do appreciate it. Meeting adjourned.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.